Gemara daf kuf yud aleph amud bey is quotes the memory of Shmuel. Zama Shmuel malia chareya kerosach v'kavu chareya kimavushan. But then the Gemara says that not everyone agrees. Ki asa Ravin amar Rav Yochanan maliach eno kerosach v'kavu eno kimavushan. Ravin quoted his Rebbe Rav Yochanan as saying that maliach is not kerosach. So zot the Gemara amar Abaye had the Ravin lesson. Abaye says Ravin's incorrect. Shmuel is right that maliach is kerosach. There was this pincha, this klicheres by Reb Ami's his medrash, his home, and they broke it. They salted basar. That means that there was a bli of basar. They assumed there was a bli of basar inside the pincha, and they broke it. To zok the Gemara, michti Reb Ami Talmid, Reb Yochanan Hava. Reb Ami was Reb Yochanan's Talmid. My time of tavre. Why did he break it? He must have heard Rabbi Yochanan say Maliach is Kiroseh. And that's why the Pincha, the Malach Bebisra, has a blia of dam inside of it, because they were Maliach Babasa. They salted Basar in the Pincha. So there's now an absorption, a tam of dam inside of it. If you hold Maliach Lav Kiroseh Dami, what's the problem? So it must be the real halacha is Maliach is Kiroseh. It can create a blia of iser inside the kli, and that's why they broke the kli. That's the Gemara. This is the Gemara we've seen multiple times, and we've seen many diyukim that the Rishonim have from this Gemara. We talked about the question as to why he had to break the kli. Could have used it bitzone. And some of the Rishonim point out that it seems a little bit shver, it seems a little bit difficult. Why did he break the kli? Even if maliach is kroseach, even if it can create a bli of dam inside the kli, but he didn't have to break the kli anyway. So don't use a bechamin. Don't use it for hot liquids, for hot solids. Don't use it in any way that the bli is going to come out. Just use a bitzani. What could be the problem? And Taka, there are some Rishonim who hold that you're allowed to use a Kli Isser Bitzoni. That's the Tur and the Ri, right? That a Kli Isser, you can use Bitzoni. You can't use it Becham, but you can use a Bitzoni. So why did he break the Kli Isser? We suggested, according to those Rishonim, that it has to be a Chumrah. He really didn't have to break the Kli Bechlau. It's just a Chumrah, because you could use a Bitzoni. Rove of the Rishonim disagree and say that he did not break it just out of the Chumrah. He broke it because he had to break it. So why is that? So I think we had at least three shittas, right? Rashba in his second parish says that he couldn't use a bitzonin because a kli cheres is polate ma'at ma'at bitzonin. Isn't that what he said, right? The second day in the Rashba said that a kli cheres is polate ma'at ma'at bitzonin. A kli cheres is very chomer, it's very different than every other kli. First of all, the Torah is made that the bli is not going to leave the kli cheres la'olam, even if you magil it, if you do hagol, it's not going to work. Because the blia remains stuck inside of the kli cheres. But strangely enough, even though it's stuck inside of the kli cheres, the kli cheres is more chamer in a different way. That if you use it betzonin, it will be polet ma'at ma'at, even betzonin. It's mamish incredible, right? It's polet ma'at ma'at betzonin, but it's not going to be niflat legamri, so therefore you can't be machshu. It's the Rash Bashit in the second day. It's a big chiddush. What's the other way that we can answer? So some of the Rishonim want to say that really, me'ikar adin, you could use a bitzonin, but there's a concern, there's a gzeir of tzonin atuchamin. Right? That if you use a bitzonin, if we allow you to use a bitzonin, you might use a bechamin, so that's why they had to break the kli. In a chanami, it's mutter to use a bitzonin, but the problem is that we're afraid that you might use a bechamin. It's a gzeir. And some say the gzeir was said only by a kli cheres, the pincha was a kli cheres. Some say that the gzeira is made even by a kli mateches, if you use it b'derech keva. Right? We talked about all the different possibilities. That's one diuk from this sugya, a very important diuk. Can you use a kli sh'nishtamish bo be'issa? Can you use it b'tzonein? Is there some reason why b'tzonein we're afraid of a pleita? Is there some gzeira that you'll make, tzonein atuchamin? That's one issue that you have to address in this sugya. The Ran has a different diuk from the Gemara. The Ran talks about, the Ran has that diuk also. But the Ran earlier has a different diuk. Let's all turn to the Ran together. The Ran is on Daf Mem Amud Beis and Daf Yariv. Imlach lebisra bahi pencha v'tavre. Mehoshaminan says the Ran, the Nosin Tam Lefgam Lechatchila Osa. From here you see the Nosin Tam Lefgam Lechatchila is Osa. You're not allowed to cook, right? To cook in a kli, even in a way that's going to impart the blia into a tamshil that's Nosin Tam Lefgam. I mean, normally we'd say Nosin Tam Lefgam, what could be a problem? It's not a tam leshvach, it's not a good taste, it's a tam pogam, so there shouldn't be a problem. So taka we paskin b'di'evet, nosin tam lefgam muta. It's machlokas, but we paskin that it's muta b'di'evet. It's up there on lechatchila, it's osa. Why should he say lechatchila, it's osa to cook b'nosin tam lefgam? He says, lo, amai tavra. Because if not, why did they break the pincha? Lishye ad lemocha, dahav yonosin tam lefgam. Lishma minot lechatchila osa. Let them wait until the next day. It's not so long, right? They should wait until it's a kedera shena basyama, until it's after 24 hours, and then they could use the kli. We assume a kedera shena basyama, the tam is always nosin tam lefgam into the tavshil. So why do they have to break the pincha? Let them wait. Forget about that they should use it for tzonin. That's the next kasha of the Ran. He says, once he can't use it for chamin, and why can't use it for chamin? Lechatchila nosin tam lefgam is aser. So now the next kasha is okay. So zayin chamin, but use it b'tzonin. You could use it b'tzonin. So to that, the Ran says they make a gzeir of tzonin not to chamin. But his point of departure is forget about tzonin. Even b'chamin you should be able to use it. Just wait 24 hours. After 24 hours, it's nosin tam lefgam, and you'd be able to use it. So he says no. That's a din b'di'evet. Lechatchila, we don't want to make a nosin tam lefgam. There are two points in the Ran. Right. The second point is what we discussed previously. That assuming you can't use it b'chamin, why shouldn't you be able to use a bitzonis? He has to come on to a gzera. But his real, the ikur of the Ran, the beginning, the point of departure of the Ran is use it even b'chamin, just use it after 24 hours. After 24 hours, it's nosin tam lefgam, it should be okay. So he says, no, lechatchila, we don't want to do that. Lechatchila, we don't want to do that. Mehoshaminim, we hear from this case, the rayas from this gemara, hahi pincha. If someone asks you, how do you know that you can't use a kedera she'en basyom lechatchila? So the Ran says it's from the Gemara, Daf Kufid Aleph and Beis, and cool. Frekta Rosh Yosef and other Achronim, what does the Ran need the Gemara Chulin for? Our Gemara, he has to be Medayik, he has to stand on his head and be Medayik. The Gemara says it Beferish. Beferish! Where? Which Gemara? Who Gemara? Where in Chulin does it say? Nowhere in Chulin. Where does it say Beferish? Gemara Navodah Zarah. Gemara Navodah Zarah says it Beferish. What does the Ran have to give a diuk from the Gemara in Chulin? He could say that it's true, lechatchila, you can't cause a nosin tam lefgam like the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, and that's why, dot. Right? That's why they broke the pincha. But to say, from here, we see, mehosham inon this din, you have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, what does he need the Gemara in Chulin for? Pella on the Ran. This Gemara we've seen, sort of, part of it. Right? The Gemara, the Brice on the fine Hayam and Beis, at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, Brice talks about this case that you buy kalim, clay issa, kalim that we used by a non-Jew. So we know there's a din of tefilas kalim. It could be a din daraisa, the rabbanan. It's not clear what the mukkar is. There are makoros in the Torah, but the question is that just an asmachta ba'alma? Is it a real mukkar? But there's a din that you have to be tovel kalim. Any kli that you buy from a non-Jew, whether it was used or it wasn't used, you have to be tovel. A kli mateches and a kli zechuches. Kli cheres, no. Okay, a mug, an earthenware mug that you buy, you wouldn't have to be tovah. But a kli mateches and a kli cheres, you would have to be tovah. But besides that, if it's a kli isser, if it was used for isser, then you have to kasher it too. So how do you kasher it? So the Brisa sets forth the principles. If it was used b'tzoneh, hadacha is enough. It's only used for a cold liquid, so then just wash it off. Make sure there's no residue left, no shamnunis, no liquid, and it's fine. If it was used b'chamin, what kind of heksha do you need? Hagolah. Right? If it was used in hot liquid, then you have to use the hot liquid to kasher kabolo kachpoto. Just like it's nivla b'chamin, it has to be nifla b'chamin. And it was used on fire, so then you need libun. Libun means you put it into the fire. It's like a panim chadoshos. You burn out whatever blia was in there, and it turns into an ukli. That's what the Gemara says. Zok to Brice of a kulach nishtamish bohenad shalo yatka v'shalo yag v'shalo yilabein. What happens if you use the kli without hashem? You used it without the hadoch and without the hagol and without the libun. What's the din? So the Gemara quotes two brises. Right? One Tana says it's also, one Tana says mutter. It's a chastira. It's a contradiction. I mean, how could it be? And how can one say mutter, one say asa? Well, kasha zok the Gemara. It's not a kasha. How come adam and osin tam of gam asa? How come adam and osin tam of gam mutter? It's machlokas. Machlokas whether b'diavad osin tam of gam is asa or osin tam of gam is mutter. That's the way we paskin. This is a very important kasha for us because that's the way we paskin. If you hold nosin tam of gam is mutter, so why did the Torah give us this din of yulei nachrim? If you buy clay issa from a guy, kalim that was used, you have to kasher. I nosin tam of gam is mutter. Torah prohibits only a keder bas yoma. Yulei Nachim is talking about if the guy used it that day, then you acquire the kli from the guy. Now you saw him using it, so you know it was used within 24 hours. And you want to use it today. Says the Torah, you need gil, you need hechsher for such a kli. But in a chanami, b'diavad, it should be mutter. No, sin tam lefgam mutter. If it's not kedera bas yoma, then it shouldn't need gil. It shouldn't need gil. So, frag the Gemara, mikan ve'elech lishteri. So, if it's after 24 hours, then it should be mutter. After 24 hours, it's no sin tam lefgam. So what could be the problem? What, the only time that you need hechsher is within 24 hours? So, after 24 hours, mama should be mutter. There's no need for hechsher at all. Zog the Gemara, gzeira kedera she'ena bas yoma mishum kedera bas yoma. It's a gzeira kedera she'ena bas yoma otu bas yoma. Meaning, the Gemara is saying, l'maskona, that even a kedera after 24 hours also requires hechsher, but that's not the din d'orais of giyulei nochem. The din d'orais of giyulei nochem is to omer a kedera bas yoma within 24 hours. After 24 hours, even though it's nosen tam lefgam, and that really should be mutter. Talk to Gemara, it's mutter b'di'evet. Let's put it that way. It's mutter b'di'evet. It's mutter b'di'evet. L'chatchila, we don't want to do it, so therefore, Chazal made a gzeira. Chazal make a gzeira. Kedei reshena bas yoma, otu bas yoma. B'pshuto, that means that they're afraid that you'll use it before it's nosen tam of gam. So Chazal say, even though it's nosen tam of gam, even though it's in Eina bas yoma, it's after 24 hours, we still don't want you to use it. L'chatchila, we don't want you to use it because we're afraid that you might use it when it's a bas yoma. That's the Gemara. So the Pella is, why does the Ran need a Gemara about how he pinlich anaf kufir alaf and beis and chulin to teach me l'chatchila you can't use nosen tam of gam? It's not a Gemara nevon azar. The Gemara says, k'deira shena bas yoma to k'deira bas yoma. You can't use a k'deira shena bas yoma even though it's nosen tam of gam because we're afraid that you'll use it. We're afraid that you'll use it even when it's bas yoma. Look, Rashi, the mikan ve'elech lishteri af lechatchila. It should be mutter lechatchila to use a kedera shena bas yoma because it's nosen tam of gam. So to that, the Gemara says, no, it's a gzeira. So since it's a gzeira, nosen tam of gam is mutter b'diavad, but it's not going to be mutter lechatchila. It's not a pel against the Ran. It's the Rosh Yosef's kasha. Pel against the Ran. Why does the Ran need a diuk from the Gemara and Chulin? It's not a Gemara mefureshes. Pel. The simple answer to the kasha is that the Ran didn't have this line of the Gemara. We see a host of Rishonim. You look in the Rishonim carefully, you'll see that they didn't have this line. They agree with this line. They agree that there is some kind of exera that nosen tam of gam is mutter only b'di'evet, but they weren't medayik. They didn't have a Gemara mefureshes like that. They didn't have a Gemara mefureshes. They were medayik from Hayi Pinchas, from our Gemara and Chulin. And they were medayik from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah also. Which part of the Gemara and Avodah Zarah were they medayik from? That it's only b'di'evet and it's not l'chatchila. They were medayik from the Braisa itself. What's Rashi say? Rashi, the Gemara asks me, kam ve'elech lishteri, what's a kasha? L'chatchila, we should be mater after 24 hours. What's the kasha of the Gemara b'chol? Maybe takin achanami. You matter l'chatchila after 24 hours. The Gemara assumes, no. I know we're not matter after 24 hours. The question is, why? L'chatchila should be mutter. Once it's nosen tam of gam, should be mutter. Why did the Gemara think that we're not going to be matter? That we're only going to be matter b'di'evet? What made the Gemara think that we're only going to be matter b'di'evet? There was something the Gemara heard that made it feel it's only b'di'evet. Ah, but if the Torah only asks it, k'deira bas yoma, what could be the problem? After 24 hours, it's only nosin tam levgam, but the evidence that's mutter, so what could be the problem? Right? Lechatchila should be mutter. It's only nosin tam levgam. The Gemara heard that someone said it's only mutter b'diavad if you already cooked in the kli. Lechatchila, we're not going to be matter to cook in the kli. So the Gemara was troubled. Why? Why is that true? The Gemara comes up with a gzeira. Where did the Gemara hear that it's only b'diavad? Where? Where? The Bryce. The Bryce on the Fine Hammer Bays imply that it's only b'diavad. How so? What's the lashon of the Bryce in Avodah Zarah? The kulach and ishtamash b'henad shelo yagel v'shelo yagel v'shelo yelah ben tani chada asa v'tani yidach mutter. According to the Manda Amenos and Tamas Gam Mutter, when is it mutter? Kulan shelo. It's a lashon. Kulan shenishtamish b'henad shelo yagel v'shelo yelah ben. Shenishtamish b'hen, it should say, v'kulon, mutter lehishtamish b'hen. Right, v'kulon, right, tani chada mutter lehishtamish b'hen, v'tanya idach osa lehishtamish b'hen. It doesn't say that. It says, kulon, if you did it already, there's a machlokas b'dieved, whether it's osur or mutter. So the Rishonim saw, right, Rashi saw from that b'raisa, right, the Gemara saw, right, the one who's writing the Gemara, saw from the Braisa, it sounds like even if you hold nosin tam levgam mutter, that's only b'dieved, not lechatchila. So, frag the Gemara, if the Torah only asks a keder bas yoma, lechatchila should be mutter to use it after 24 hours. So comes the Gemara and says, gezera shena bas yoma atu bas yoma. So there was something in the sugya already that implied that it's only b'dieved. That was the kasha of the Gemara, and then it came on to say that there's a gezera. So you don't really need the maskana of the Gemara to come out with that. That's the maskana from the Braisa itself. You want a beer? So that's the Gemara talks about that. But some of the Rishonim didn't have that line of the Gemara. The Gemara just stopped. The Gemara's trying to figure out the two Braises, whether it's mutter or osir, if b'dieved the kli was used. So the Gemara says it's a machlokas with nosin tam levgam is mutter, nosin tam levgam osir. And then there's a discussion in the Gemara. So what's the parsha of Geulei Nochem talking about? According to the Madam and Osin Tam Lefgam Mutter, that's talking about a Kedera Bas Yoma. And according to Madam and Osin Tam Lefgam Osir, which I have to say is even Kedera Bas Yoma, Pogma Purta, there's a little bit of a Pagam. And that's why it's Osir. Right? If you were to assume that it's not Pogma Purta, so what's the Raya, the Nosin Tam Lefgam Osir, maybe talking Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter? The Raya is that every case is nosin tam levgam, and nevertheless, sometimes it's going to be us. Right? But that's the ikur of the Gemara. Who says the Gemara then had to explain the svara as to why lemandam nosin tam levgam mutter? It's going to be mutter only b'dieved and not lechatchila. That's our sugya. But the other rishonim didn't have that line in the Gemara, so they were medayik from the brisa. They were medayik from hahi pinch in the Gemara and chulin. But they didn't say it's a Gemara Mefreshes because their Pasha didn't have that Girsa in the Gemara. Who says this Beferish? Which one of the Rishon did I give you? There are many Rishon. Who says this Beferish? The Rashba. The Rashba in Tshuvas. Right? The Rashba in the Tshuva has this. Can I borrow your handout, please? I'm sorry. The Rashba in the Tshuva. Masha Amarta Denosin Tam Levgam Machlokas Gedolim and Mutter Lechatchila Imlo. Tshuvas HaRashba Simen Tov Tzadiches. The Shoal is Nosin Tam Levgam is a big Machlokas. What's the din? Is it Mutter Lechatchila? We paskin b'dieved it's Mutter, but the question is it Mutter Lechatchila or not? Says up to Rashba nearly the Raposhi to Barash Asa. It's definitely Asa Lechatchila. Ume Olam Lo Ola Alev Shum Chochem She Mutter Lechatchila. But Ola Alev Shum Chacham. Not exactly accurate, but okay. There is a Tosis Rid that quotes a Rashi, a version of Rashi against our Rashi. That Rashi did not have the Hemshech of the Gemara. Right? But rather, Rashi held that after 24 hours, Lechatchil it's Mutter. A phantom Shitas Rashi. There is a Shitas Rashi, Taka says, that says Lechatchil it's Mutter. But it's a phantom Rashi. It's not. It's against the Rashi that we have in Aksav Yad, and Rova the Rishon disagreed. The Rashi was so convinced that it's not true that he said no one disagrees.
Okay.
He says, "Look, Fardanti Alzel Lifnei Moreno Haramban Zal. I was done in front of the Rebbe, the Ramban. I spoke up in Shir, the Hevesi Raya, Meditanya, etc. I brought him a Raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah." So he quotes the whole Gemara. He says, "V'kulan shenishdamish be'amad shel liben ad shel higel tani chad amuta tani idach osa." No kasha, commander, I'm not time of gam mutter, commander, I'm not time of gam osa. Zotter Ashba, Alma, a filo lamanda, I'm not time of gam mutter, Davka nishtamish at shlo hirshir holachatchila os. Vahoda lidvar. I told the Ramban, I told the Rebbe that it sounds like it's only bidiyevit. From where? For kulon shinishtamish, from the Lashon of the Braisa. Sounds like it's only bidiyevit. The next line of the Gemara says that it's only bidiyevit. Well, what's he bringing a raya from the Braisa? It's clear he didn't have that girsa in the Gemara, so he brought a raya from the Braisa. This is what the Gaon in Bir Agra in Shulchan Aruch points out. I didn't give you this Gra. Perhaps I should have, but I didn't. But if you'll turn for a moment to page 3, maybe the Shulchan Aruch. Pischei Tshuva. There's a lot of Pischei Tshuva. Very important Pischei Tshuva. The Gaon in Bir Agra at the end of Sifkot and Dalit, there in Yeridei Simen Kuf Chav Bei Sifkot and Dalit. He says, going on the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Kedera Sheina Bas Yom. This is in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chav Bei Sif Beis. Kedera Sheina Bas Yom. Adayno Shishar So Meis Leis Mishin Is Bashluba Ha Iser. He quotes from the Gemara. He quotes the din. It's also to use Kedera Shena Bas Yom, but the Evan Osn Tam Gam is Mutter. So says the Gon in the Likut, right? Afilu Ochi Osru Mimasha Kosma Lokeach Le Tashmish. From the Bryce, Vechule. Visham Vechulam Ad Vechule. Right? The Gon is always the cats, right? He says, Visham, there it says, V'chulam ad v'chulam. What does it mean, V'chulam ad v'chulam? V'chulam ad shalom ishtamish bohem tani chada asa tani levodah. He's quoting the raya from the Braisa. Kulam ad shalom v'chulam, right? Shenishtamish bohem ad shalom higil, etc. Sounds like b'diyevet, it's mutter l'chadchil, it's still going to be asa. Alma d'be'ena ben yomo, afilu achi davka d'yevet, avu l'chadchil asa. V'chein hayi pincha, the raya from Haipincha as well. Now, in the parentheses, skip down to the next line. V'logoras mashakosa b'avodazara ayin v'avamid aleph mikan ve'elech lishteri gzer keder shen bas yom v'mishom keder bas yom. Obviously, he wasn't go race that line of the Gemara. They were medayek. They're medayek from the Braisa, but v'logarsina, we're not go race that part of the Gemara. It sounds like the Gon wasn't go race. V'logarsina, we're not go race that part of the Gemara. It's only a diuk from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Ayin Hay Amid Beis in the Braisa, a diuk from Hahi Pincha in the Gemara of Chulin, Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. That's what it sounds like. The din hasn't changed. The question is, why didn't the Rav just quote the Gemara Mefureshes? The answer is they didn't have a Gemara Mefureshes like that. That was somehow added later or whatever. They didn't have the Girsa. We have that Girsa. It helps us. That they didn't have the gear, so they were medayik from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Hem and Beis, and the Gemara of Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. Okay, so that's the answer for the Ran. Why the Ran didn't quote just the Gemara Mefureshes that you have at the end of the Masechta Avodah Zarah. Okay, questions? Yes.
What's the line of the Gemara we keep saying?
What?
This is the line of the Gemara that we keep saying.
Mikan ve'elech lishteri gzeira keder shen basyama atu basyama. According to Rashi, that kasha is, if you say that the b'di'eved nosen tam kam is mutter, so then after 24 hours, l'chatchila, you should be allowed to cook in the kli, because it's only going to be nosen tam kam anyway. So comes the Gemara and says, no, there's a gzera, and that's why we're not going to be matiyu to cook in the kli l'chatchila. So that line obviously didn't exist in the Rishonim, because if it existed, they didn't need diukim. Okay, they can be medayik well, but you don't need a diuk. The Gemara says it beferish. The answer is they didn't have that line. That's why they had to be medayik from two other places. That's a simple answer for the Ram. Comes the Rosh Yosef, he turns everything upside down. He says, no, maybe there's something more in this Ram. What is the answer? Let's see the Rosh Yosef inside together. Could you look on with someone else? I'm sorry about that. Again. Okay. Vaniha ani lo yedana the Gemara Rucha hu b'avodah zara. He says the Gemara Rucha. What does the Ran have to be nedan? Skipping down. So what does the Ran have to be in the diet from the Gemara of Ha'ipen Chenchu? The Hine, Yeshloma de Mikan Muchach, Tafilu Davashen Yisura, Elam Yidavei Sofim, Afilu Achi Osir, Shain Bas Yomo. The Lotayma Davik Zera Lekzera, Kamash Melon Delo. Zok the Rosh Yosef, Primagodim, the Ran is saying like this. He knew the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But he's saying from Ha'i Pincha, you could be medayik that the gzeira derabon and the gzeira of keder shena basyoma atu basyoma is said not only by an iser daraisa, where what was nivla inside the pot was an iser daraisa, even if what was nivla inside the pot is only an iser derabonon, we still are gozer the gzeira of keder shena basyoma atu basyoma. That's the chiddush of the Ra. If we're talking about an Issah Daraisa, you cook nevela in the pot, you know the guy cooked nevela in the pot. Right? So the Ran doesn't need the diak from Asugi. The Ran has a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says Beferish, then what goes? The Keder Shen Basyam Atu Keder Basyam. But you would have thought that if all that was cooked in the pot, if all that was nivla into the pot is an Issah Darabanan, then maybe the Gzeira Keder Shen Basyam Atu Basyam shouldn't apply because it's Docha Gzeira Le Gzeira. Now we keep on coming back. Right? If it's only an Issa Drabbana to begin with, so then it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira to be Gozer Kedera Shana Basyoma, to be Gozer Nosan Tam of Gambay an Issa Drabbana. What do I mean? If Kedera Shana Basyoma B'Dieved, since it's Nosan Tam of Gambay is going to be Mutter, L'Chatchila you're not going to want. L'Chatchila the Chacham said don't use a Kedera Shana Basyoma because we're afraid you'll use a Kedera Basyoma. That's Gzeira number one. But if the whole Isser is only an Isser Darabon, and Gzeira Otu and Isser Daraisa, so then the Gzeira of Keder Shem Vasyom by an Isser Darabon is Docha Gzeira Le Gzeira. So you would think it doesn't apply. Comes the Ran and says, Hahi Pincha shows you that apparently we do make a Gzeira Le Gzeira in this context. Right? We do say Lechatchila, you're not allowed to use the pot even for an Isser Darabon. That's the Chiddush the Ran wants to teach us. He's not teaching us the Chiddush of the Stam Gemara. He knew the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, but that's talking about an Isser Daraisa, right? If the Isser that was Nivla is an Isser Daraisa, then of course you make a Gzeira of Keder Shana Basyoma to Basyoma. The Ran is saying that from our Gemara, you see that even if the Isser is only an Isser Darabonah, we still make a Gzeira of Keder Shana Basyoma to Basyoma. What's the Isser Darabonah over here? Josh, question.
No, doesn't the Gemara say
what's an Issa
Daraisa?
Keder Basyom is an Issa Daraisa, but Keder Shen Basyom is only an Issa Darabonah. Right? The Gzeira. Right? Hishtamshus. The Keder Basyom. Let's say this. Hishtamshus, the Keder Shaina Basyom. Right? Also midrabbana, gzeira atu basyama. Hishtamshus b'kedera basyama. B'isadrabbana. If they used an Issa Darabonah and somehow it was Nivla in a way that's only an Issa Darabonah in the Keder Basyoma, that's awesome in Darabonah to use. Gzeira Otu Issa Daraisa. Right? So to use a kedera she'ena basyoma that was only nishtamish bo with an iser derabanan, that's a gzeira l'gzeira, right? Because the whole iser is otu, you might use it for a kedera basyoma, but here it's otu that you might use it for as a kedera basyoma, not for an iser derabanan, but for an iser daraisa. That's two steps removed. Comes to Ran and says, "Magama, you see that you make such a gzeira. You make such a gzeira, Yaakov."
I think it says like going to assume
how do we assume it's not a gzera l'gzera? What you're really asking is, how can you make a gzera l'gzera over here? Okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Let's take it slow. But that's what he says. That's what the Rosh Yosef says. It's not just the Rosh Yosef, it's the Pischei Tshuva as well. Pischei Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch has the same diuk. At the end of that Pischei Tshuva in Yerodei and Siman Kuvcha Beis of Cotton Beis, he says, Uberan Shom Mavur Lehedja Kain, Shekosav Al Hach Ufda Mikan Yesh Lochia, the Nosan Tal Gam Mosel Lechatkila, Dim Lokain Lishi Ad Lamocha. So obviously the only chiddush the Ran could be telling me is that there's a gzeira of kedera shen bas yom even by an isidra abana. What's the isidra abana here that these achronim are picking up on? What's the isidra abana? Which is are we talking about? Is it dam? Dam is an isad daraisa. Well, what's? So it's not the isad dam, but dam shemilcha. This is talking about kedera. It's talking about hayi pincha shemilchu babasa. Dam shemilcha. Rosh Yosef and the Pischei Tshuva, Medayik and the Ran, they're assuming the Ran holds that dam shemilcha was only an isad rabban. So that's why they feel the Ran is bringing a raya from our Gemara that you make exer kedera shenavasiyam even by isad rabbanan even by dam shemilcha. And that's what they're saying. Right? That the Ran is making two assumptions. Right? Two hanochas. He's saying, first of all, Dam Shemilcho is only the Rabbanan. Asarak mid Rabbanan. And secondly, the gzeira of kedera sheina bas yoma is said even by an isad rabbon. Gazrina and gzeira l'gzeira. Kan gazrina and gzeira. The truth is, you can disagree with each one of these two assumptions. It's not at all clear that these assumptions are really correct. Even the first assumption, right? The Achronim of Medayik from the Ran that he must hold Dam Shemilcha was only an Isid Rabban. Is that true? Do we ever find the situation where Dam is only an Isid Rabban? Dam is an Isid Araisa. What's the case that we found yesterday that Dam is only an Isid Rabban? Rafi? Dam Shebishlo, right? Dam Shebishlo, we talked about Dam Shekovsha, right? Dam Shebishlo is only an Isser Derabon. Right? That's a Gemara Menachis and Avchavalev, right? Dam Shebishlo Eino over Olav, says the Gemara. So what's the din of Dam Shemilcha? So the sugya of Dam Shemilcha actually comes up here in Chulin, in the part of the Gemara in Chulin that we didn't do together on Dav Kuvtes. At Mishnah, just the line in the Mishnah. Most of the Mishnah is much more complicated. Hakchal, Koro, Motzi, Eschelbo. What's a Chal and other? It's a complicated sugya. But one of the lines of the Mishnah there in Daf Kuf Tesam and Aleph is Halev, Koro, Umotzi, Esdamo. The Lev, the heart, what do you do with that? It has a lot of dam in the heart. So what do? You rip it open and you Motzi, Esdamo. But lo koro zok the Mishnah ain't no over olav. If you weren't korea the lev, you're not going to be over on eating the lev over mishum dam. Isser drabonin probably in the lev, but you're not going to violate the isser lav. There's no chi of korea, says Rashi, but you're supposed to be korea. You're supposed to rip it open so that the dam is going to come in. Zokt Rashi, but Meseches Krisus Mukim LaBelev Ov Shein B'Damo Kizayis. The reason why you're not going to be over, says Rashi, the Gemara Krisus says, we're talking about a lev ov that you don't have a shear. It's a small lev, so you don't have a shear of a kizayis of dam. You don't have a shear kizayis dam. You're not going to get malchus for that. You're not going to violate the is. Avul b'behema, says Rashi, chayiv koresim lo koro la'acha b'shulo. But by lev behema, how are they going to be chayiv kores? Im lo koro. Right? If you're not Korea, La'achar Bishulo, You're going to be chayiv koris. You're going to be chayiv koris for that, for da. You're chayiv koris for that da. The Tosus quotes the Rashi, he says it's pilei ploim, pirish bekudjus v'mseches krisus mukila b'lei vov dein b'dam l'kezayas havel b'beheima chayiv koris and l'kora l'acha b'shulam. The EF Shalom Ken, he says, the Behedja Minim Bakal Mitzraba, the Dam Shabishlo Eino Over Allah Vim Ochlo. The Gemara Menachah says, Dam Shabishlo, there's no Issa, there's no Chiv Kores for eating it. So how can you say that you'll violate the Issa Dam, there'll be a Chiv Kores La'acha Bishulam? How can you say there'll be a chi of kares la'acha b'shula? So comes the Ritva and has an eye-opening comment. This is not the Ritva in the Kovitz. I took a look for it also in the car. I thought it'd be in the Kovitz, but I only photocopy those dafim that we did. So it happens to turn, it's not on the daf. If you look, it goes from one, from like Shin Yud Ches to Shin Chaf Hey. That's not a mistake. That's the way it was done. So you gotta look in the packet. It's going to be somewhere. I'm going to try it. Somewhere. It keeps it exciting. So he quotes the Rashi and Tosis. Pirish Rashi himself says, Krisis Parishna, the dafka lev of Shembo Kazayas, Ablev Behemeshesh Kazayas, Chayvel of Karis, and Lakar Rachavishulam. The Hikshu Alav, the Armin of the Parak of Kamit Zrava, Dam Shabishlo, Eno over all of. What's going on? Efshe Shirabeno Zal Sover, Da Hibidam Kotchim Dafka, Vabidam Chul, and Avabi Shabishlo over. So after Ritva, maybe Rashi holds that Dam Shabishlo, there's no Issa Daraisa, that's by Dam Kotchim. By Dam Chul, and there's no din that Dam Shabishlo. There's no chi of kares. There's no issur deraisa. Maybe dam shabishlo in chulin, the dam is dam. You could still violate the issur deraisa and have a chi of kares even by dam shabishlo. It's only talking about dam kachim. So that's why Rashi had to explain the case where you're not going to violate the issur. You're not going to have the chi of kares. It's talking about leiv oath, like the gemara krisis dafka by leiv oath that you don't have a kezayis. You don't have a shear. If you don't have a shear, then there's no chi of kares. But if you have a shir, then there will be a chiv karis because dam shabishlo, Rashi holds dam chulin shabishlo. There is an issur daraisa. Why is dam kachim different than dam chulin? Why do we say by dam kachim shabishlo ain't over all of a dam chulin you are over even after bishlo? So we mention Rashi in Masechta Menachos gives the svara that maybe dam shabishlo is no issur daraisa because it's not royal kapar. It's not Royal Kapar once it's Mizbashel. If you can't put it on the Mizbech. See, if you can't put it on the Mizbech, then it's not Royal Kapar. It doesn't have a din dam. So that Svara can apply to Dam Kachim. Right? And you can say that it's limited to Dam Kachim. It's fascinating that Rashi at the beginning of the Sugi, Rashi that we saw yesterday, Rashi writes Dam Shabishlo, Bain the Chulin, Bain the Kachim. Really a pella. Rashi had said that Dam Shabishlo, the miut of Dam Shabishlo applies even to Dam Chulin. If you look at some of the Mefarshim, they point out that Rashi holds that's only true at that stage in the Gemara. But according to the Maskan of the Gemara, it's only by Dam Kachim, not by Dam Chulin. It's not a steer in Rashi. Right? Rashi holds that, look at the Hemshah, the Gemara says that maybe Dam Shabishlo, I know over Olav, applies to Chatos Apnimios, to certain Karbonis. It's talking about Kachim, it's not talking about Chulin. Because that svara that it's not roy legabi mizbeach. That's a svara that applies to dam kachim, but dam chulin. Dam chulin is not put on the mizbeach. So maybe the whole idea that dam shabishlo there's no daraisa. That's only by dam kachim, not by dam chulin. So if that's true by dam shabishlo, it should be true by dam shemilcho as well, right? If it's true by dam shabishlo, then that should be true by dam shemilcho. According to Rashi, if Dam Shabishlo is an Issa Daraisa, Dam Chulin Shabishlo is still an Issa Daraisa, so Dam Shemilcho should still be an Issa Daraisa as well. So the diuk that these Achronim have within the Ran, that the Gzeir of Keder Shena Basyoma, Otu Basyoma applies even to an Issa Darabonin, that's assuming that Dam Shemilcho is only an Issa Darabonin. We see it's not at all clear. The Ritva, Rashi, there are some Mepharshim that hold that no, Dam Shabishlo and Dam Shemilcho, Dam Chulin is still an Issa Daraisa. According to them, there's no diuk. If you say there's a diuk from the Ran, you have to assume, first of all, that the Ran is going like Tosfos. That's the first assumption of the Ran. Right? That the Ran is assuming that Dam Shemilcho is only an Issa de Rabbonim. So he's medayik, right? The Achronim explained the Ran, that the Ran is medayik from Asugya, that the Gzeru Kedera Shina Basyama to Basyama is said even by an Isid Rabban. But the first assumption of the Ran is he assumes Dam Shemilchu is only an Isid the Rabbanan, and that's how he can begin to make this kind of deal. That's not Mukhar. There are some who say, that it's still Daraisa. If you say it's still an Issa Daraisa, then there's no Raya from Agi Mara that the Gzeru Kedera Shem Basyam is said by an Issa Rabbanan. So there'll be enough Gemina for other Issurim Rabbanan. Other Issurim Rabbanan. Right? Basa B'cholav, that was Kavush. We saw some say that Bas B'cholav that was Kavush is an Issa Drabana. Let's say that was Nivla into the Kli. Are we Gozer Kederesh and Basyam Atu Basyam there? Are we Gozer by other Yisurim Drabana? If you assume Dam Shemilchu is an Issa Daraisa, it's not an Issa Drabana, then even if you agree with the Ran, right? Even if you agree with this Halacha, right? Even if you agree with this Halacha, but it's not going to apply, right? Nochamah. Well, if you say that Dam Shemilcha is an Issa Daraisa, so then there's no raya from our Gemara that the Gzer Kederesh Masyom Atu Basyom is said by an Issa Darabana. Because this is an Issa Daraisa. So then by other Issurim Darabana, there's no raya that will say the Gzer Kederesh Masyom Atu Basyom. Maybe Taka we won't say. Maybe the Gzer won't apply. It's Tacha Gzer Le Gzer. Maybe Taka should be Mutu. Right, so if you deny the first raya of the Ran, there's no raya from us again. So maybe the halacha will remain that we're not going to make a gzer l'gzer over here. And the gzer keder shen basyama will apply only to Yisurim Berais and not to Yisurim Dirabon. Okay, that's Nakuda number one. But there's a second assumption of the Ran. The second assumption is that even if you assume Dam Shemilcha is only in Yisurim Dirabon, right? Dam Shemilcha is only in Yisurim Dirabon, so now there's another assumption. And that is that you make a gzera l'gzera. The gzera of kederesh and basyam atu basyam applies even to yisurim d'rabban. So that's a big assumption of the Ran, according to the Zachron. The Pesach Shuvah quotes the Noda Yehuda, quotes some Nataz that they disagree. This is earlier in that Pesach Shuvah. Page 3. I am a chivas not the Behuda Tinyana. I gam benesu me isid rabbonan adin kain. Because of sham, the Medina shari lechatchila lav igzera legzera, elo sha'im lahoko bozer, kemen shlo nimtza beposkim shiach tibudin zed. But the Behuda says, look, I didn't find in the poskim, but I think me'ikara adin, it should be mutter. L'chatchila, it should be mutter to use the kederesh and vasyoma if it was only nivla be'isid rabbon. Why? It's not a gzera l'gzera. It's a gzera l'gzera. It says the Pirskei Tshuva, be'emes nimtza kein betaz l'kamon. The Taz writes that beferish, that it's taka mutter. No, the Yehuda didn't want to go so far. He was afraid. But the Taz says beferish, it's a gzera l'gzera, it's mutter. Mutter, against the dirk that the Achronim have within the Ran. They disagree with the second assumption of the Ran, that even if you assume Dam Shemilcho is an Issa D'Rabbana, right? Maybe that's Taka true. But if that is true, then the Gezer of Kedera Shena Basyama to Basyama would not be said by this Issa D'Rabbana. Right? It would not be said. It's the Gezer of Gezer. We wouldn't say that Gezer. We wouldn't say it's a Gezer. We wouldn't say it's us. It's very mistaken, right? If you hold it, it's only an Issa D'Rabbana, it's Tach Gzera L'Gzera, so why should we make such an Issa? How can these Achronim be Medayik and Iran that you make a Gzera L'Gzera in this context? L'chara, what the Nod B'Yehud and the Taz are saying makes more sense. Yeah?
Also, why does the Ran assume that the Gemara is talking about an Issa?
No, that's not so shver, right? The Ran assumes like Tosfos. He assumes Dam Shemilcho is only an Issa D'Rabbana, just like Dam Shebishlo. And he holds Dam Shebishlo is not a din only in Kachim, it's a din in Chulin too. So that's his point of departure. He assumes Dam Shemilcho is only an Issa D'Rabbana. But the second step, right, he says, if Dam Shemilcho is only an Issa D'Rabbana, so why didn't they just wait till it's Enei Bas Yoma? to that, the Ran says, you see, from here, lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it. Nosin tam of gam, you're not allowed to use the kedera sheni basyom. So if you assume the Ran holds gam shemilcha is only an issa derabbanan, so then it's not such a far cry to say what the Rosh Yosef and what the Pesach Tshuva says, that that's the diuk of the Ran. That's it's a chiddush agave chiddush. Right? He's not just telling me that there's an issa lechatchila to use a gzera, to use a kedera sheni basyom. He's saying that there's an issa lechatchila to use a kedera sheni basyom, even by an issa derabbanan. That's mamash a chiddush. But it's just based on that first step. Come these other achronim and say, but it's misvar. It doesn't make sense. And why should you make a gzera l'gzera in this context? So the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Chacham Tzvi a svar that we've seen in other contexts. This is in the brackets. Like, you got to learn how to skim a Pesach Tshuva. You can't read everything. He's quoting from so many tshuvas that some of them you'll follow, and some of them, if you're outside the context, you're not going to really understand what he's saying. But this you can follow. This, the beginning of the bracket you follow. But tshuvas Chacham Tzvi mevur lehedu the gazrinim b'chagavna gzera l'gzera. What we find the gzera l'gzera sometimes is made. The chachamim do make double gzeras. There are certain cases that we find. Now we found a few of those cases, right? If they're afraid, if there's a special chashash, if it's motzi v'rogil, if lobedili in shiminei, by bas b'chalav, sometimes we find double gzeras. So comes the Chacham Tzvi and gives other cases. I'm not going to look at the case. He gives a different case. So the Pesach Tshuva says, look, we find in Chacham Tzvi that sometimes we do make a gzeira l'gzeira. So maybe that's the pshat over here. He says, from the Ran, it's clear that you make a gzeira l'gzeira. Right? He has that diuk. So how do you make a gzeira l'gzeira over here? Well, because it's motzi v'rogil, so therefore they're gonna make a gzeira l'gzeira. Someone has suggested that over here there's more of a reason to make this gzeira. Because maybe this is not a gzera l'gzera b'chlau. Maybe it's really just one gzera. What do you mean one gzera? What does that mean? What's the gzera not to use a kedera she'ena basyoma? What's the nature of that gzera? What's the nature of that din d'rabbanan, I should say? It's just a gzera to basyoma? Is that the nature of that din? For someone to suggest, maybe it's more than that. Maybe Chazal said that even though if it's a kedera she'ena basyoma, whatever time, if you use that kli, whatever time that comes out of the kli into the tavshil, that's nosin tam lefgam. But Chazal prohibited using that kli. What's the nature of that issa d'rabbanan? Is the pshat that it's just a gzeira ba'alma? It's a gzeira ba'alma that Chazal made on a kedera shen basyama? Or is the pshat that Chazal dictated, Chazal defined that a kedera shen basyama is dino ke kedera basyama? Chazal made a kedera she'ena basyoma into gufo shalissa. Right? There's a tam that's coming out of the kedera she'ena basyoma. It's nosin tam lefgam. But Chazal perhaps looked at this kedera she'ena basyoma and they called it gufo shalissa. They called it gufo shalissa. Maybe the tam hadover is that they were afraid that you were going to use a kedera basyoma. But what's the nature of this issa? The nature of the issa is not that it's a gzeira. The geder ha'issa is not that they said there's a gzeira on the kedera shen basyoma not to use it. No, they said that this issa, this part, this kedera shen basyoma is gufo shal issa. It's dino ke kedera basyoma. So if it's dino ke kedera basyoma, then we understand now it's not a gzeira l'gzeira b'chlau. It's not like there are two different gzeiras over here. No, it's that there's one gzeira. The gzeira is that if you have an issa derabbanan that's nivlent of the part, so you're not supposed to use the pot because we're afraid if you use the pot for an issa derabbanan, you might come to use it for an issa deraisa. But the gzeira of kedera she'ena basyoma, if you wait 24 hours, the issa to use a kedera she'ena basyoma, even though the nature of the din is chazal wataka goza, that's the lashon of the Gemara, but right, that's just the tam hatakana. But the gather hatakana is that they didn't say it's just a gzeira, they said it's mamish gufo shel issa itself. It's like a kedera basyoma mamish. So if it's viewed like a kedera basyoma mamash, that's not a gzeira l'gzeira, that's just one gzeira. It's a takona derabbanan on a gzeira, that's not a gzeira l'gzeira. So in such a case, it's not called a double gzeira. You will be able to say such an issa. Why do I come off to say that the din of kedera shen basyoma is not a gzeira, but it's like it's an issa derabbanan, they make it into gufo shel issa? So at some point to a comment that the Dogel Mervava has on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, it could be that that's what he's alluding to. Could be. It's not clear that that's what he's saying, but it could be. This is a Dogel Mervava that's in Yeridei and Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, which relates to a sugya that we had before. We talked about the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that in Hayamid Bey says that if you get Klei Issa from the guy, then you have to do two things. You have to be Makbil and you have to be Makshir, right? Two things. So what happens if you do the Tevila before the Hechshir? Does that work or does it not work? Do you have to do the Hechshir after before the Tevila, or can you do the Tevila before the Hechshir? Right? What's the problem of doing the Tevila before the Hechshir? Well, what's the problem? We had someone who said this already, right? What's the problem? Go ahead, what's the Lashon? Tovu v'sheretz biyadu. We know that a person who goes to the mikveh with sheretz biyadu, if he has a davar matame in his hand, so then the tefillah is not going to work. Because he has a davar matame. He's attached to a davar matame. So it's not even that he became tar and he immediately becomes tame again. He doesn't become tar because if he's tovu v'sheretz biyadu, he's not going to become tar. So someone who used that principle to say that if you matbil the kalim that you acquired from the guy, before you machshir, you tovel v'sheretz biyadu, the tefillah is not going to work. So then you have to be machshir and be tovel again. Because tovel v'sheretz biyadu, the whole tefillah never works. So the same thing over here. Lod nezach, right? It's tovel v'sheretz biyadu. That's talking about sheretz, that you're metame, you're attached to a davar metame. Here, there's this tefillahs kelim from tumas akum, so to speak, to kedushas Yisrael. Okay, it's tumah, but The sheretz is a blias iser. Doesn't seem like such a perfect comparison here. There's a blias iser inside the kli. There's also this tumas akum that you have to be matar the kli from. Okay, these are two totally different things. So if I do the tefillah first, I was matar from tumas akum, and now I'll take out the blias iser, and there shouldn't be a problem. Apparently, some of these rishonim, right, some of the rishonim are saying that no, that's the principle. It's like a tovah v'sheretz biyadu, therefore it's going to be a problem. We saw this in the tour. Machlokas Rashbam and the Ri. Comes a Dagal Mervavam and says, what's the din? What's the din if you tovel a kli issa that you bought from a guy, but it's a kli she'ena ben yomo, and then you machshir the kli? Right? The kli she'ena ben yomo requires hechshir as well, because there's a gzeira of kedera she'ena bas yomo atu bas yomo. So it does need a hechshir. What happens if you matbil such a kli? According to those shittas that assume that it would be tovel v'sheretz biyado if you matbil the kli before being machshirit by a kedera bas yoma, what's the din if you matbil the kli and then you machshir the kli by a kedera she'enu bas yoma? That's what the Dagal Mervava touches on. Now this is in the packet at the very end, on page 8. Dagal Mervava says, Magilan v'achagach matbilan, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. La'anius da'iti dim einam b'nei yoma m'kulayal mashari latbilo t'chila. Dagal Mervava himself, no de Yehuda. No de Yehuda says, I think that l'chatchila it should be mutter to be matbil t'chila if it's a kedera shein bas yoma. Why? Sh'arei ein kan tovo v'sheretz biyadam. Shekevin she'enu ben yomo ein kan shum, going to page 9, shum sheretz umidaraisa heter gomer v'afilu midrabanan ein kan sheretz rak she'osu lishtamesh bo gzera shemi yishtamesh ba'odu ben yomo kei nira laniyaz da'iti bor. So he says if you're tovel the kedera she'enu bas yomo, it's not tovel v'sheretz biyado. Why? He says, there's no sheretz over here. Sheretz means that there's gufo shel iser. He says, there's an iser here. There's gufo shel iser. He says, this is not a gufo shel iser. In a Torah, it's hetagom. With Rabbanan as well, he says, it's not really awesome. It's not a sheretz. There's an iser hishtamshus on the gavra. It's a gzeira lehishtamish bo. It's not tovo v'sheretz biyado. It's not tovo v'sheretz biyado. He says, just a gzera ba'alma. It's a gzera ba'alma. You can't call it sheretz. Sheretz means it's gufo shalissa. He says, this is not tovo v'sheretz biyado. This is only gzera ba'alma. So everyone, even those who say that if you matbil the kli issa that has an issa deraisa in it before you magil, that's a problem with tovo v'sheretz biyado. You got to start all over again. Got to be machshir, then you have to be makbel again. He He says that by a Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, it's not a problem. Even if it was Nivla from an Issa Daraisa, by Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, it's not a problem. That's not Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado. That's not Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado, because it's not a Sheretz. It's not a Sheretz, it's just a Gzera Ba'alma. It's just a Gzera Ba'alma, so since it's not a Sheretz, that's not going to be a problem. Comes a Darke Tshuva, and he says there are those who argue with the Dogel Mervava. They say, no, the problem of Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado applies even in such a context. Even in such a case, even by a Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, the problem of Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado still applies. What's the Darke Tshuva saying? How can you argue that the Svar of the Noda B'Yehuda is right? No. It's just a Gzera Ba'alma. It's an Isser on the Gavra. What there's an Isser in the Kli. There's a Chefta Shalitzit. There's a Sheretz in the Kli. There's no Sheretz in the Kli. It's just Stam. It's an Isser on the Gavra. It's out to Gzera. But that's it. Apparently, the Cholkim are assuming that it really is a Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado. Has it a sheretz? How can we call it a sheretz if it's only Kedera Shena Bas Yoma de Bas Yoma? Efshim and Kenzogin. Maybe what these deists are assuming is that yes, it's true that the issue of Kedera Shena Bas Yoma is midin gzeira. Chazal asked Kedera Shena Bas Yoma because of the gzeira to Bas Yoma. But what's the nature of the Issa? The nature of the Issa is that Chazal treat the Kedera Shena Bas Yoma like a Kedera Bas Yoma. They made it into Gufo Shel Issa. If they made it into Gufo Shel Issa, then we understand that it's still Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado. It has a din Sheretz to Rabbanan. It has a din of a Sheretz. Of course, it starts with a Gzeira. That's the Tam Hadavar. But the Tam Hatakon and the Gedra Hatakon don't always match up. It's not that the Gedra Hatakon says, ah, it's just a Gzeira Ba'alma. No, Chazal say we treat it like Gufo Shel Issa. We treat it because this is so rogil. Right? Chazal was so concerned that they said that Kedera Shena Bas Yoma should be treated like a Kedera Bas Yoma. If we treat it like a Kedera Bas Yoma, so then that's Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado Mamish. It's Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado. So then according to those deists that claim that there would be a problem with Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado, if you're Tovel before you Marsha the Kli, so in this case as well, even if it's a Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, there would be a problem with Tovah V'Sheretz Biyado. So you'd have to start all over again and be Marsha and then be Tovel. If you take the approach of these achronim, so then you can answer that in our situation as well, it's not a gzera l'gzera. Right? The Ran felt, Hahi Pinchas the Raya, that the gzera Kedera Shena Bas Yoma will apply even to an Issa d'Rabban, even to Dam Shemilcho and to other Issa d'Rabban. So we asked, how can it apply if it's a gzera l'gzera, so it should be mutter? The answer is the Ran might hold that this is not a gzera l'gzera. If the Isser of Kedera Shena Bas Yoma is not viewed as a gzera, but rather it's viewed as gufo shel Isser. It's gufo shel Isser, like those deis that hold that it's tovel v'sheretz biyado. If it's treated like gufo shel Isser, so that's not a gzera. It started with a gzera, but ultimately the nature of the takon is not that it's a gzera, it's much more. Right? It's an Isser. Right? It's gufo shel Isser itself. If it's gufo shel Isser itself, so then Efshi, you could say that it applies to an Issa d'Rabbanan, because we don't view it as a Gzera l'Gzera, we view it as a Chag Gzera. It's a Chag Gzera, it's not a Gzera l'Gzera, and therefore the Issa is going to be the same.